Blog Talk Radio.
And hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Pleased to have you here today tuning in. And we're going to start off with a guest today. I have the privilege and the pleasure of inviting a cast member of a brand new television series that has just started today on Animal Planet. The show is called Who Let the Dogs Out? And today was the premiere. February 18th was the first episode of that 10-week series. And for those of you who've been listening to my show for some time know that I do work for Natural Balance Pet Foods, and we are part of that show. So just full disclosure there, I'm having fun doing all kinds of neat things with the show, and wanted to incorporate that here into the Palm Springs Savant & Company. So I want to just put that up front. So it's really my pleasure today to be able to have a member of the cast on our show because it kind of brings things to life a little bit. And a show like Who Let the Dogs Out on Animal Planet is in many ways about the dogs, as you'd expect. It's about the pets who are really the stars, but you know, pets can't talk for themselves, and it also helps when you have people who can bring a story to life and help translate that to viewers. And one of those people, if you watch the show today, is Lexi Bierman, and it's a pleasure for me to welcome Lexi to the show. Lexi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, Lexi, and it's a real treat for me because, of course, I know you personally, but for those folks who are listening here but may not have seen the show yet today, Lexi is one of the trainers, one of the dog trainers on Who Let the Dogs Out. She's part of the canine sports team that we have, and she is a very unique individual, and I think for me it was great to be able to start off this behind-the-scenes conversation with cast members with you, because you have a very unique and refreshing approach to dog training. But I just wanted to compliment you today. You did a great job on the show today.
Thank you. It was really fun to watch. I tuned in with Wally, and he actually sat right in front of the television and watched pretty much the whole time. I've got some pictures that I've uploaded to Twitter, so hopefully everyone can see Wally.
Oh, fantastic. He's such a cute puppy. And for those people who haven't seen Wally yet, he's how old is Wally now?
Wally is a year now. And when we started filming, he was only 10 weeks. So you really do get to see him grow up in the show.
Yeah, and he's super cute. I mean, even in a year, they still are pretty much puppies in many ways.
Yes.
Personality is of a puppy.
Yes, absolutely.
He's super cute. We have there's information on the show before I go any further. WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv is the website for the show. And if you want to look at that, you can get some other pictures and things. There's a photo of Wally on the show website. But for purposes of having you here today, Lexi, it's kind of a treat. I mentioned at the beginning that I've known you for a while. But when I first met you a few years ago, I remember thinking, gosh, Lexi's kind of shy or even quiet. But as I've gotten to know you, I feel like I see more of a quiet confidence that seems to surprise some people. And it kind of leads me to my question, who is the real Lexi Bierman? I mean, people don't know much about you yet, so have a go. What would you share about yourself? Are you shy?
I think when I first get to know people, I can tend to be a little bit more quiet or reserved, but I don't think I'm shy. Maybe just hold back a little so as not to come on too strong, because I do have, I would say, a vibrant type of personality, and you know, can be opinionated, which is good, but sometimes, you know, there's a time and a place. So I tend to kind of let more out as I get to know people. But I think I'm lighthearted and caring, a good person. I like to, you know, one of the greatest gifts of working with the animals is really a way where you can have fun and help these little animals do what they love doing. And in that is spreading joy. And I think that element of it hits on what I like and who I am. I you know, it's being involved in a sort of happy, lighthearted, positive environment is kind of feel very comfortable there.
And have you always been, have you always had this positive outlook? Because you do really, you're always smiling. You're someone who just kind of, when you walk into a room, Lexi, my feeling is you sort of bring the room to life, or you bring a little bit of joy to the room. Is that, have you always been that way, or is it something that kind of just developed as you've gotten more experience and things?
Oh, thank you. First of all, that's kind and nice. I try and have a positive outlook in most of the things I do. It's not always there, but if it's not, I just try and figure out how to get it back, because I truly believe that if you go about your pleasure business with a positive outlook and kind of a happy spirit, then you'll begin to attract those kinds of opportunities and situations. And so I have always been a happy-go-lucky kind of a person, and hopefully I do bring that into a room, and if I don't, then I hope people will let me know.
Well, for sure on the show, on Who Let the Dogs Out, you definitely have that. We had a look at that today, the first episode, and it was interesting because you are very different. I mean, the first episode really, you know, the human characters start defining themselves very early on, and part of that is the setup of who's who. But in some ways, it seems to me like you have a leg up on being an audience favorite. Not only are you, you know, if I may say so, an attractive woman, you're also interesting and vibrant, but I think that you also have the benefit of a really super cute puppy, and Wally is probably one of the cutest bulldog puppies I've ever met. He's
wow. Yeah, he really is. I mean, Wally is so special. He is such a gentle, caring little creature. He came from Sedona, Arizona, which I always think is interesting because that's definitely sort of known as a sacred spiritual place. And yes, he definitely has a little twinkle in his eye. I grew up with English bulldogs, so even before my first one, I knew three or four others. And each and every bulldog is extremely cute and smart, and we all love our pets, and they're the best. But in knowing now a bunch of bulldogs, Wally, he's very smart, and he's very interested in pleasing. And I don't know if that's just innate in him or if it's because he's been around Tillman, and Tillman has that same demeanor. Tillman's very much looking to do his best and learn whatever it is at hand. And so I'm hoping that Wally is watching and learning from the best, from Tillman. And it definitely doesn't hurt that he's so cute, because if you've seen the first episode, there's a couple segments of him in his first bath and playing on with his toys, and it just gets you every time, his little face.
Yeah, really sweet. Really sweet. And
yeah,
you did a great job with that. But what's it like? I mean, you're racing, you mentioned earlier when some of these segments were filmed, Wally was quite young, and you can see that today on that episode. But what's it like raising Wally while being on a reality TV show? It's kind of all playing out, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun, because as you get into this world of, you know, raising a little celebrity skateboarding dog in training, you know, it becomes really about what they need to do their job. And that's one of the cool things about the behind the scenes and just hearing a little bit from each of the trainers, because it really is one of our main jobs is to make sure that we facilitate the needs of the dog so that they can do what they love. In this case, for Wally, it's learning how to skateboard and basically just learning how to be a dog. And so it feels like a real privilege. I feel very, very lucky. And it's a rare opportunity because it's not every day that you, there's a reality show, but that your dog is in it and your dog is doing really well. So I feel like a proud mom.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, you know, being the role of mom is just as much, just as important as being the role of a trainer. I mean, it so happens you have professional training skills and experience, but you're also kind of nursing him to adulthood, and it's really kind of, it's cute to watch it play out. In front of all these viewers in the next 10 weeks are going to be able to see this and watch Wally grow on several levels. But it's really kind of a neat experience.
Yeah, I love the timing, how it all played out, because he, you know, you'll see him go from 10 weeks to a year. And, you know, dogs are very much like our children, and they go through different stages. And one of the jobs as a trainer and his mom is just to make sure that each stage that he's going through is valued and he's allowed to be in that stage before, like, pushing him along. So I also want to make sure that he's learning and growing and doing everything and just having fun, you know. So I know that he is, because he just loves getting on the RV and seeing his friends and being filmed. And if you say picture now, he knows to sit down and look at the camera.
Excellent. Well, that kind of leads me to my next question, because you have a unique approach to your philosophy to training. And one of the other trainers in the show, Ron Davis, he, of course, the dad to Tillman, he makes no secret about his opinion on your approach to training and your communication style with dogs. So in the show, for people who haven't seen it yet, you kind of mentioned that you feel you have the ability, the connection to communicate or talk to dogs. And it kind of it may be one of those things where people don't understand it. Are you just misunderstood? You know, Ron kind of teases you, or do you really believe that dogs can understand you when you're communicating with them?
Well, I do believe that dogs can understand you. and so I think it's a fun people, you know, Ron, let's be specific here. It's sort of good. He can make fun of that easily and happily does so. But I do think that everyone has different training styles and also different ways that they explain their connection with their animals. So for me, I just use those terms, but I do think that every owner would have some translation of what I'm talking about. So they might not believe directly that you can hear what the dog is thinking, or the dog can talk to you, or that the dogs even understand, but there is that unspoken relationship that develops with an animal and a pet, as well as it does with people. And so for me, I know that they don't have actual words, but I believe that when I tell them what's going on or give them commands, it's sort of nonverbal language, and I believe they understand it. Yeah, and I think that dogs can learn up to over 100 words, and I know Wally certainly knows a lot of words from...
Already.
Yeah, already. You know, ball, toy, bone, the differences of those, he'll go to each one if you call it out, or when, you know, going in the car, or, of course, what the word skateboard is the magic word again here. And so, you know, it's just a different kind of approach, but I believe every dog has a passion, and it's just a matter of looking, listening, and seeing what they're doing, and then helping them facilitate that drive, whatever that might be.
It's interesting that you say that, because I'm a dad to two standard poodles, and they're pretty smart. Sometimes I think they outwit me if I let them. They know just what to do. They can watch and listen, and they know how to run circles around me. But what's your opinion on the intelligence level of bulldogs? Do you find it easy to train bulldogs?
No. I would say bulldogs are probably one of the most stubborn breeds. They have selective hearing. They're very smart. So I do think they're intelligent and they're very smart, but they're stubborn and they choose to do what they want to do. I'm not sure where that comes from or why, but all of the bulldogs I've known are like that. So you really have to use a creative approach. And I for me, that's always been in my wheelhouse. I'm an artist and also a jewelry designer and grew up in an artistic creative family. And so a bulldog is sort of a natural breed selection because you have to kind of figure out how they're going to listen. And so it's fun to figure out the training process or the language, if you will. And a bulldog needs focus because they really are unfocused animals. And so I try and figure out a way to channel them so that they can focus on whatever the activity is. So they're kind of like kids who need to be, you know, put down in front of the art supplies or taken to the park and run. You know, they need to have their focus and their exercise. It's very important too.
Well, that's great. Those great insights about bulldogs. And I think people, really for any puppy or any dog, and people would be wise to heed your advice. I want to take a quick break, Lexi. And when we come back, we want to chat more about you and some of the other interesting adventures that you have going on in your life. So let's just pause for a moment. I'll be right back after this message.
Okay. Thank you.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38 and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you,
I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers, Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. And we are talking to Lexi Bierman, one of the dog trainers and cast members of the new reality TV series, Who Let the Dogs Out on Animal Planet, every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and on the West Coast, 10, or check your local listings with your cable provider. But it's a fun new show on Animal Planet. And Lexi, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Just before the break, we were talking about all your opinions and views and perspectives on dog training and so forth, but I want to spend a couple minutes talking about you because, again, having known you before, just this more recent launch of the series, I've always been impressed by the fact that you really are a remarkable talent. You're incredibly motivated. You're young, but you have this passion for animals, but you also have a side business that you do, or a business that you do, and sure. And it's jewelry. It's Neck Kisses by Lexi, and it's neckkisses.com. And
yes.
You have a wonderful eye for creativity and designs, really innovative designs that, to me, look like pieces of art that you'd wear. So, first of all, that's incredible. I think that's great that you have that drive and the ability to do those things in addition to everything else you do. But where the heck do you find the time and the inspiration for this side of your professional life?
Thank you about the designs part. And, I'm sort of wired to take on a lot, something in my DNA. I'm not sure, but I like to have a lot on my plate, and I like to be challenged. So that was something that I kind of learned early on. And Nekuses is a business I started about 11 years ago. And again, I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs and artists. So when I approached my parents, I think I was 22 at the time or 23, and I said, you know, I've got it figured out. I couldn't possibly work at the ad agency, which was a great job at the time. I need to leave and start a jewelry company. And most parents might feel a little worried, you know, where are you going to make the money and stuff. But mine, luckily, being entrepreneurs, were very supportive. And so it's been that combination of business and art and then being encouraged from a young age that allowed me to sort of do it on a logistic side. And then inspirationally speaking, I've always been interested in color and texture and those, the ways that they appear all around us, from getting to live in Southern California where the light is of a certain quality, and just kind of having an eye for those things. My father was a photographer, and he would take us around with him, so just kind of being trained visually. But now it's just great because the way our schedule works with filming and what we do with Natural Balance, it does allow time to do the jewelry. It was an adjustment because I needed to, I downsized the company actually, and now I only do it online on the website, and that allowed a lot of time. And with the you know, working with Wally, it just, that is such a gift. You figure out a way to make it work, and now I can do both, and it's just a really wonderful thing.
Well, it is pretty slick, but neckkisses.com is the website to find your collection, so a little plug there. But
I have
to wonder if with all this going on, I mean, the pressure of being on a reality TV series and filming, and you guys do travel in the Tillman tour bus all across the country, do you sometimes feel the pressure of being, you know, cooped up on the RV, filming long days, being one of the gang, being the mother of Wally, and trying to find time for your business too?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it sort of stacks up. You know, for a prime example, Valentine's Day was last week, and that we were heavy filming, and I had quite a good amount of jewelry orders that came in, but I sort of thrive on it, and luckily, you know, we were in town, but because I've been in business for over 10 years, I do have some stringers, I call them, who can help me put the pieces together, because they are time-consuming, and like you said, they are kind of sort of art-driven, so it was a challenge, but that challenge had been figured out a few years ago, so the transition was a little bit easier. And that just that was another lucky sort of twist of fate.
Sure, I can imagine, but I'm really glad to hear that kind of worked out. The timing all kind of came together for you.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Lexi Bierman. She's one of the stars of the reality TV series Who Let the Dogs Out on Animal Planet Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Check your local listings. Great new show about Tillman skateboarding bulldogs, Wally, Rose, Sully, great team of very talented people and their pets who are on a journey to find the most talented dog in America. So it's a fun show, lots of cool things happening. But Lexi here is with us today, and she's sharing her kind of behind-the-scenes inside view. So if you're looking for more information, you can go to the website of the show, wholetthedogsout.tv. You can go on Facebook and follow Tillman Skates, all one word, Tillman Skates. And there's also all kinds of great stuff on Twitter at Tillman Skates. So you can do all that. But Lexi, you're on Twitter. It's what, Hollywood Pet Mom, is that right?
Yeah.
Great. So people
it's Hollywood
can follow
Pet
you
Mom.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you're on the show. You're on Who Let the Dogs Out. All kinds of stuff happening, lots of different segments people haven't seen, of course, yet, since it just started today. But what are a couple things that you enjoy most about the show, being on the show? What do you like the most?
I love it's been really fun meeting so many dog owners and trainers in the search for the next most talented dog, which is one of the main goals of the show. We're really looking to find another special dog who has an amazing trick. And in that process, we've met so many people who love their dogs as much as we do. And it's just amazing to see how our pets have really become a priority and a focal point in our life, and just to see how people care for their dogs and facilitate their dogs' needs and want to give them a chance to perform and do their tricks. That's been really, really great to see. And I love that the audience is going to get to see Tillman, Rose, Sully, Wally, Norman, the scooter dog, live their lives. These are very special, rare dogs. They're very, they just, each one has a magical personality. They have very unique tricks, or, you know, in Tillman's case, what he can do is, it blows my mind every single time I see him. He's so talented and he's so smart. And to give the audience a view into his world and how we try and facilitate his life, I think will be, people will like to see that.
Yeah, it never gets old, does it, watching Tillman do his thing?
No.
I mean, it really amazes me. I've had the opportunity to see Tillman, I don't know, countless times, of course, but over the years. Mm-hmm. But every single time I think, oh, my gosh, how does that dog do that? And you laugh and you find yourself clapping. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I work with these guys. I know what he's going to do, but yet I'm still impressed.
I am too. And every time it's almost brand new. And then to see people watching Tillman for the first time it's priceless. It really is. Every single person who looks at him smiles, and you know that you've made their day, Tillman's made their day, or this is probably the best thing they've ever seen. And I think that, in the end of the day, why we're all involved is because we want to spread joy, and we want people to be happy, and we want people to take great care of their dogs and themselves. And it's just a really nice show about that.
Well, I can tell you when last week I was in New York at the Westminster Dog Show, and we were promoting Who Let the Dogs Out. We had banners and flyers and stuff. And as you'd expect at Westminster, that's kind of the creme de la creme, granddaddy of all dog shows in the United States. And we scouted out the bulldogs, English bulldogs. And, well, it wasn't just the bulldog people, but they especially were just in reverence to the poster of Tillman of the TV show. It was great to see people who were so passionate about bulldogs, even they knew Tillman, and kind of praising him. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. We've traveled, not to interrupt you, but just to go on with that, we've traveled across the country in all sorts of different parts, and almost everyone knows of Tillman. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because he really is a canine celebrity.
Oh, for sure, for sure. He's this generation's Lassie or Rin Tin Tin or whatever you might want to call him.
Absolutely.
So you and I are both affiliated with Natural Balance Pet Foods. I work for the company and have done so for a couple of years, and so listeners know that. So it's not unusual for me to kind of tap into this. But I'm interested in your opinions, because Natural Balance is a huge part of the show, of course. It's really integrated in a deep way. I'm interested to know your just personal opinions, Lexi, because you've had multiple pets over the years and certainly raising Wally now. Mm-hmm. How important do you think nutrition and a good diet are in training dogs and keeping them healthy? So it's really specific, my question, about you want a dog to be able to learn and do things. Mm-hmm. Is nutrition that critical, and the kind of treats you give them and how you use them? What's your view on that?
Yeah, I do. It's very, very important. And specifically with training, it's very critical, because you don't want the dogs to only do their trick for a treat. So we're lucky in that our dogs get to eat Natural Balance, which is by far the most healthy pet food on the market. And Synergy, you know, for Wally and the working dogs, they love that because it gives them good energy. But with the treats and the rolls, and they love those, let me tell you. I use those very sparingly in training or positive reinforcement. But I also use love as a reward and a treat. And sometimes you just switch it up so that they're not programmed to be too food motivated. And one of the reasons why that's important is because you might be on a TV news, live news show, and the dog might just be with an anchor and there might not be a treat. So you don't want him to shut down and not do his trick if there's no treat. So it's kind of a fine line.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that to be the case. And you want, I mean, food, I mean, interesting, my own two dogs are not really treat motivated at all. I do use Tillman's treats when I want to get their attention, and they like them. They will definitely go for them. But it's not their sole purpose in life. And I was mentioning earlier about poodles, standard poodles kind of trying to outsmart me sometimes, and they figured me out, you know. They're like, look, we'll do it without the treat. We'll do it when we when we think it's kind of good for us to do it. But they, I think it really is part of this getting to know your breed, isn't it, right? Having to know how your breed works, what motivates them, and the individual personality of your dog, I would imagine, too.
Yeah, those are all factors. And that's why, you know, with my training philosophy and communicating with the animals, it's also learning what they're trying to tell you with their body language, with their habits, with their food habits, and with what they like. And they'll outsmart you because dogs are very smart, and they sort of play by a different set of rules in a sense where it might just be more simple. So, you know, with Wally, from a very young age, whenever he would do something naturally, for example, he might just happen to sit down or happen to lift his paw up, I would assign one word, sit, paw, however, which one it was, assign it to the action that he was already doing, and I would say the word while he did it or when he did it, and then I would give him a Tillman treat. And I used that method, and it really seemed to work because by the time he was 3 months, he knew about 10 tricks, well, or commands. So in that, you know, they really do know what you're saying, but I saw that Wally liked to please just as much as he liked to get the treat. So I was able to see that he wouldn't want the treat more than he wanted to do the job. And that was why he then got the treats. So I really had to figure that one out because bulldogs love food and they love to eat and they don't really always have a stop button. So they will be food motivated before you know it if they get food without doing the command. And another thing that's breed specific to bulldogs is because they're so stubborn, you have to be very persistent. And sometimes that means sitting there for 20 minutes until the dog does the command. And a lot of people don't have that kind of time, or they get impatient, or they feel bad. And so then the dog gets the treat, but he doesn't do the trick. So it's just consistency and follow through.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the patience you have to have. We just had a question come in from a caller on Twitter, and the question was how frequently do you use treats? Is it on an everyday basis? And also, what kind of treats? And I can answer part of that question, but let me let you tackle the frequency. In a typical day, how often do you use treats to train?
Well, I use treats a couple times a day because with Wally, I sort of set up a daily, if you will, school training sessions for him. So in the morning, I usually work with him on word commands, the basics, because he was little, so he needed to learn the basics. But then that moved on to different, you know, cute tricks, paw, roll over, down. And in that process, I would give, you know, say two treats, but I would graduate him. So if when he was young, he would do sit and get a treat. As he knew more and more, I would have him do four in a row to get the treat. So to me, that meant that his mind had to absorb more to get the final result. And in that is slowly tempering him into more complex situations that he will be up against, whether, again, that's in a media, you know, promotion, an event, when he's skateboarding on camera, because, you know, you don't want them to go, well, she's going to say this command once, and if I do it or not, I'm going to get that trick or treat. So, and then when he skateboards and he does well, I'd never give him a treat until at home and he's, because one of the crucial things with the skateboarding is you want the board to be the reward. So it's always a reward to get to even go do it in the first place.
Well, speaking of rewards, I feel like I need to reward myself with a treat of my own. I'm going to go take a quick break if you can hold on a minute, and we'll be right back with Lexi Bierman.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38 and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you,
I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for big brothers, big sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Spog King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. And today on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking with Lexi Bierman. She's one of the cast members and stars of the new TV show Who Let the Dogs Out on Animal Planet, Saturday mornings. You can get more information at wholetthedogsout.tv to read up on the show or on Lexi. And so, Lexi, glad to have you back. Really appreciate you being here for all the segments today. So we were talking about training and so forth, and I started off this show today asking you, well, kind of teasing you a little bit about your philosophy about talking to pets and communicating with pets. And it is part of the dynamic that goes – that's kind of being set on the viewers about you, between you and Ron. Ron thinks it's kind of, you know, loopy that you think you can talk to dogs. He's more of a different type of approach for training. But there does seem to be a little bit of an interesting energy between you and Ron. And what is that something we're going to learn more about through the series? And maybe some surprises. Is there a little hidden agenda going on there, or can you say at this point?
Well, I can say, and there's not. I think it should be, you know, I am a single woman, and so, you know, we don't want anyone thinking Ron is my boyfriend, because he's not. But
you're available.
I am. But Ron and I, we get along very well, and we work very, very well together. And I don't know if that's because we both understand English Bulldogs in different ways. I'll give him that. But he's kind of more of the extreme sports trainer, and he has, I'll let him tell you about his philosophy and what he does. But I do think it is nice to have a couple different training philosophies in the show, because everyone has a different approach, and so if they can connect to one of us or to our dogs, then hopefully they're going to be learning something as well. So, yeah, no, but Ron, he's great, and he's a great trainer, and I don't know if there's anyone who loves bulldogs more than he does. Maybe me, but
certainly good to be in that company between you and Ron, and some of the other folks too. But you definitely have the bulldog fan club down pat.
Yes.
So Wally is he's kind of growing and developing and learning, and you're communicating with him as his mom and his trainer. What about Wally?
Yes.
Has he said anything to you lately? What are you learning from him?
Well, you know, I've been learning a lot about Wally's been very talkative. When he wants to play, he lets you know, and his words aren't coming out, but he gets very sassy. Prances around, he runs through the yard and gets all squirrely and barks and chants, and he's just, you know, he gets all wild, and you know what he wants. And, you know, I'll just, not to give any spoilers for future episodes, but Ron, Karen, Wally, and I do go to an intuitive psychic and where there's an episode about that. And Wally has a lot to say, actually. So I won't give it all away, but he's very happy, and he's living large, and he's feeling it. He loves it.
Wow. Well, that is a preview of all previews. Of
yeah.
Even I didn't know about it, and I'm involved in the show to some degree.
Yeah, so...
Pretty cool there, Lexi.
Yeah, get ready for that, because I don't know if Karen and Ron have the believers, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So yes. you've been taking Wally all around in the meantime and going here and there, and he's just so cute. One of the sponsors of the show, Who Let the Dogs Out, is Petco, the pet specialty chain Petco based in San Diego, and they've been swell to work with. Do you ever take Wally into Petco? Has he been shopping with you for supplies for himself, or is that an excursion part of training?
Oh, yes. We love going to Petco, and we have one near our house. And sometimes, you know, every day is all about Wally and his schedule. So often we go get a new ball. He loves the Petco balls. And I've been washing him at the self-wash station in certain locations, and that's a treat. We do that once a week. It's so much easier than doing it at home. And every now and then we just get to sort of, he gets to peruse the aisles and just kind of pick out a toy. It's great to be working with Petco, and they're always so friendly. And in our local one, we come in and everyone says hi to Wally, and he knows that they're talking to him and they're happy to see him.
Oh, no doubt. There's a, I mentioned earlier that someone who tweeted in a question about what kind of treats and where do you get and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean this as a commercial plug, but I'll just mention that not only can you find Natural Balance or Tillman treats at any Petco store nationwide, but there's you can get them online at petco.com. In fact, there's a little Tillman and Rose fan shop. It's petco.com/Tillman. So there's some places you can find information.
Yeah.
I have to squeeze in a quick question before we wrap up the show today. And that's, you're working with Dick Van Patten and Jimmy Van Patten through the show series. And, I mean, Dick Van Patten is a kind of a TV legend. Everyone knows him as Dad, has America's Favorite Dad, I guess, from A Is Enough and all different fun comedic shows. But he's also a Broadway actor. What's it like working with Dick, just real briefly? What are your experiences with that?
Oh, he's amazing, and I grew up watching Eight Is Enough, and so for me especially, it was like, wow, wait, I get to now be with this, you know, America's Dad and work with him,
yeah.
So that was a real honor and privilege. But I also love, because he represents family and fun and wholesomeness, and so it's really nice to be associated with he and Natural Balance and Petco and this amazing group of companies and people who have come together to really put together a show that's suitable for the family. It's going to make you feel really good, happy, adorable, and he represents that. So I was really relieved and happy to know that he would be our captain, if you will.
Excellent. We're almost out of time. So one more question I want to ask you, Lexi. If you had to sum up Who Let the Dogs Out, the TV show, if you had to sum that up in one word, what would it be?
Inspirational.
Inspirational.
I think it would
be inspirational.
I think, you know, we all want to exceed and hit our best potential. And watching English Bulldogs skateboard, snowboard, surf, seeing Tillman do things that dogs just aren't supposed to do, I think it becomes really a human story about human potential, and we all want to be able to do things that we're not maybe quite sure we can do. So I think it's inspirational, and that people can achieve their dreams if dogs can. And hopefully people will walk away just feeling really happy and inspired to go try something that they might not know how to do, but who knows, maybe they'll succeed.
Well, it's clear that you are succeeding in what you're doing, and the show is really fantastic. I have to say that I really enjoyed seeing Who Let the Dogs Out this morning on Animal Planet. It was fun. I had seen rough cuts and fine cuts and several things, and when I saw it actually on air today on broadcast, it was inspirational, I'll use your word.
Yeah, I totally agree, and everyone loves it. I've gotten so many calls and emails and just positive support, and everybody's cheering on the dogs. And at the end of the day, you know, this show is about these amazing dogs, and who doesn't want to watch Tillman do his thing and Wally grow up, and Rose and Sully are the cutest little guys, and then there's Norman. And so it's going to be an exciting 10 weeks, and I'm just really honored to be a part of it and very thankful too.
Well, Lexi, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. You can catch Lexi every Saturday on Animal Planet. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you're very talented in your show, too. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Take care, Lexi.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Palm Springs Avant and Company.